into the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Graham Shear, joined by Nathaniel Finch with this week's edition. We've got interviews from all six players of the week and their coaches. First, from District 1, we have Jamie Hodges Jr., senior guard with Michigan City High School, as well as his coach, Tom Wells. Here's that conversation with Jamie and Tom. Joining me now, Coach Tom Wells from Michigan City High School. Not with him, but the Franciscan Health Player of the Week this week for District 1 boys, Jamie Hodges. So, Coach, let's talk about Jamie here. He's had a few great games, really, this week even. 50 points earlier this week in a win, 30 points, and then 33 points in the three wins this week, Coach. Talk about his performances this week.
Yeah, I'll be quite honest with you. Probably one of the best individual performances I've seen in my career, and not just from the sheer scoring end of it, but also just the all around game. I mean, 113 points in three games kind of speaks for itself. But you know, one of those three games he has 10 rebounds. Another one of those games he has 10 assists. Another one of those games he has eight steals. So doing a little bit of everything, and we're talking about a 5'9" point guard that's doing this, and it's just been an incredible performance last week.
And you did those wins against Bowman Academy, and then a win against Lake Central. A couple tough wins. That one, just a 1-point win against Bowman Academy, a tough win. And then Colman New Tech. You guys scored 97 points. How about that? So that 15 and 6 is the start to the year. Just have a couple games left here. But what has been, your guys' mindset here through the first 21 games, first few months of the year?
Well, everything kind of gets the ball's in Jamie's hands a lot, and he kind of sets the table for us. And I guess fortunately for us, he's one of those point guards that has the great ability to score as well. So not only sets the table, but scores when he needs to. And for a team that only returned two players, Jamie being one of them, and another wing player, Alan Briggs. The other kids have stepped up. It's been a great run. We're hoping to extend it into February, but just players stepping up and making plays, but the leadership that Jamie has showed, as well as his teammate Alan Briggs, it's just been it's kind of wearing off on his teammates, and they're certainly not acting like first year varsity players at this point in time.
So, Coach, you guys have one more game to close out the year this Friday against Merrillville. Talk to me about that one and how you guys kind of want to close out the year and get into that conference sectional play here going strong.
Yeah, we're looking forward to our final conference game Friday on the road at Merrillville. It's a good matchup. I mean, two athletic teams, and both teams get up and down the floor. It'll be a little bit of a track meet come Friday night. But then we can look forward to getting together and paying close attention to that draw on Sunday. We feel like we're really playing on kind of an upswing right now, and kids are playing with a lot of confidence. We've had great atmosphere here in the Wolves Den, and we host the regional, we host the semi-state. So if we can keep it rolling here at the right time, we can come back here at home and play in the regional, and that would be a great event here in Michigan City.
Coach, I apologize. I didn't even realize you guys played last night and got a win over New Prairie, 79-68 winners on Valentine's Day. Talk to me about that win and how much it meant to you guys now on a four-game winning streak.
Yeah, a little four-game win streak, and that's a game where we kind of jumped out to an early lead. It was 20-some at halftime, and we got to get a lot of kids playing time in the second half. Jamie became a little more of a facilitator in that game, and Brighton Franklin, another one of our senior wing players, I think he ended up with 24 or 25, and kind of a highlight reel of dunks in that game. I think New Prairie did a good job kind of battling back against our second group. We just feel like we're really playing with a lot of confidence and playing on an uptick right now. So really important that we try to keep that going on Friday at Merrillville. That sectional tournament's never easy, but if we get fortunate enough to cut down some nets, then we get to come back home in the regional right here in Michigan City in the Wolves' Den.
Coach, congratulate Jamie for me, please. Congratulations to the Wolves on their four-game winning streak, 15-6 on the year again. Congrats on the award, the honor. Good luck to you guys the rest of the year here.
You bet. I appreciate what you guys do. Thanks a lot.
Jamie Hodges and Tom Wells with Michigan City High School. Wish them good luck to close out the year and in sectionals in the coming weeks. As we move on to District 1 girls basketball, unfortunately we were not able to get Sam Malcolm and Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Madison Weiss. We weren't able to capture that interview with them. But the 25-2 Cougars doing a fantastic job this year. They're 9-1 in their conference. They've won 6 in a row, and they're taking on Lafayette Central Catholic this Saturday at noon. Want to wish them congratulations on the award. And good luck to them this weekend in the state tournament playoff game. Now let's go to District 2 boys basketball. Desmond Briscoe, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from Crispus Attucks, as well as his head coach, Chris Hawkins. Welcome back. Joining me now, head coach Chris Hawkins with Crispus Attucks, as well as the Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Desmond Briscoe. Coach, let's start with you here. The Tigers are 14-6 here on the year. What has been your guys' mindset here through the first couple months of the year?
Just trying to learn how to play together. It's a young group, so we have sophomores and juniors starting with the senior. We had this group last year, learning experiences. We were 13-11, so really just trying to develop, play through our big man, and then we have guards that can really score with Ron Rutland. So I think just really the guards trying to learn how to, you know, play with Briscoe and understand where he needs the ball and things like that, and then playing off of him because he's a willing passer. So I think we've kind of figured it out, started out slow, but as we look now going into the end of the season, if we can get these last two victories, I think we'll probably be on a 5-game winning streak headed into sectional play. So you always like to be playing your best going into February, so I think that's what we're doing.
Coach, you mentioned be a three-game winning streak right now. What has that, you know, the last three games meant to you guys? Desmond he scored 30 points in back-to-back games at 30-11, at 30-20, two huge double-doubles with 5 blocks and 4 blocks. He's been everywhere. What's it meant to you guys?
It's meant everything. I mean, that's just showing his activity. Anytime you can get, you know, double-digit rebounds, especially 20 rebounds, he's being active on not only on offense but defense too. Just going rebounding out of his, circle or his position and altering shots. So it gets our group going. When he's able to score down low and to play out and hit threes. So he's a versatile big. But like I said, he's traditional. He can get you with a variety of post moves. But like I said, the three-point shooting, handling the ball is also a part of his game.
Desmond, now a couple questions for you here. You guys are 8-0 in your conference. You know, what does it mean to you to be 8-0 in your conference, 14-7 overall here on a 3-game winning streak? You've taken teams down over the course of the year like, you know, Cathedral, Covenant Christians, great teams like that, and a pretty tough win last week against Tinley. You have a game tonight. What's it meant to you?
It means something good to me. Just trying to flow into the game right, you know, just keeping the game going. Every night, supposed to be locked in, so trying to be locked in every game.
Desmond, what kind of development have you seen in your game from, you know, your freshman year to now your sophomore year?
Freshman year, I ain't really scored a ball well, so this year I'm scoring a ball right. Just pacing myself and just trying to get the right shots for me.
And how's the chemistry off the court with your guys kind of help that on the court?
Chemistry right with everybody on my team, you know. I love everybody on my team. We all brothers on the team, so chemistry going good for us.
Coach, talk to me about the game tonight. You have the Metropolitan Pumas. Talk to me about the game and what you guys are looking for tonight.
Like I said, you win this game, you win the conference outright. So, you know, our kids are locked in. You know, we have goals that we want to achieve. The city tournament was the first one. Conference would be the second one. So we want to go into tonight with a good mindset, play hard. You know, they have a couple of kids that can get hot, that can score it. So just being able to defend them, rebound, get the ball out, establish Desmond in the post, get Rutland going, shooting and getting into the basket, and then just sharing the ball and just, being great teammates. So if we can do those things, I think we should be able to take care of business tonight.
And Coach, lastly, what kind of hopes do you guys have for sectionals? You know, you have these final two games against Metropolitan, and then you have Washington on Friday. But going into next week, sectionals is going to start. What are you guys looking forward to?
I mean, you know, we'll get together on the 19th for the draw. And then you kind of, you know, we're a week off that week. So kind of formulate the plan of who you would play and just go from there. Just taking it one game at a time. We played all these other teams at the start of the season. And I think, you know, if you go look back at the scores of those games, you know, at halftime, we were either up or tied with, North Central, LC, LN. So, and then the only team we haven't faced is Warren Central. So I think we understand the assignment, just trying to figure it out. And then, like I said, improve in the second half where, you know, we didn't make shots or we turned the ball over. So, like I said, we still want to concentrate on these two games. But, once we know our draw, we'll figure it out and get ready for whatever team we have to play.
Coach Desmond, thank you so much for your time this morning. Again, congrats on the award and good luck to you both the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Desmond Briscoe and Chris Hawkins with Crispus Attucks High School.
We unfortunately could not get a hold of Cameron Runner, your District 2 Girls Player of the Week from the IBCA. Presented by Franciscan Health, her head coach Keegan Cherry could not talk to either of them from Hamilton Heights, unfortunately. But, you know, having a good season so far this year, obviously, when you're in semi-state, you're having a good season. They had a 44-40 win against Norwell, and Cameron was a big part of it last week. 25 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, 6 of 8 from the field, hit all 3 of her 3s. All 10 of her free throws, a very impressive game. Big reason why they won by 4. I mean, you miss a few of those free throws, it's a different game. So, big reason why. Her name is Cameron Runner, and they've got a tough opponent this upcoming weekend in semi-state against Twin Lakes. They are undefeated, so we'll pull for Hamilton Heights and see how they can do, and good luck to Cameron with the rest of her season. Next up, we've got District 3 boys. It's head coach Joey Neal, his son, Blake Neal, the honoree, and, you know, that name Neal might sound familiar. We just talked to Joey Neal last week with his player Peter Combs. Now it's his son who's the second winner in as many weeks for Bloomfield High School. Last week, Blake had 36 points and, you know, 12 of 18 from the field. He was very impressive on the offensive side of things. He had a 19-point first quarter. How about that? The team's 18-3. They've got a lot in front of them here as tournament time is right around the corner. Let's go talk to head coach Joey Neal and his son, your Franciscan Health Player of the Week from District 3, Blake Neal. Blake, a great player, had a great game last week. And, you know, as a freshman, what does he bring to this team for you?
Well, I think he just brings his ability to shoot the basketball. He's a very good passer. And as a freshman, he just doesn't turn the ball over much. And sometimes that can be hard for freshmen to do, just adjusting to the physicality. But he's adjusted well, and there's a lot of times on the floor where I got 4 seniors and a freshman. And he's filled in and done a very good job so far.
As far as last week goes, you know, he had 19 points in that first quarter, 36 points total. Just a different game for him. What was different in that game, do you think?
Well, I think people have tried to guard us multiple ways. You know, obviously we got Peter Combs, our 6'8 guy in the middle. He draws a lot of attention, and we tried to space our shooters. And people have been face guarding Blake about all year. And that was just one game. I thought he did a better job of moving without the ball and using his screens. And they were sending multiple guys at Combs in the middle, and that was just allowed him to get shook free probably more so than he has any other game this year.
you know, talking about that 6'8" guy you got in the middle. We talked to you and Peter last week, winners of the same honor a week ago. And you've got all these seniors on the team. Does he have to be a leader? Does Blake have to be a leader at all, or can he just come in and play his game?
No, at this point, he can just come in, and I think, he leads in a different way right now as a freshman. You lead by actions more so than verbal. The seniors, they tend to take that role now. Now, after they leave, then obviously his role is going to change. So, and that's a good thing for a freshman to be able to do.
I always enjoy talking to coaches that their son gets this honor. You've seen him develop over his entire lifetime. How have you seen his basketball skills develop, not just this year, but, the whole time you've been raising him?
Well, I think you're a coach's kid. You come out of the womb, you're around it. So you either pick it up or you don't. And he's been around it his whole life and, had a ball in his hand. He's obviously worked very hard at his craft. And I think that's just been important. He pays attention to details. And just when you're a little kid trotting around practice, you're picking up stuff. And that's kind of been his life to this point.
What's that like coaching your son?
It's different. I think it's fun. I've done this several years, and now I'm getting towards the end of my career, hopefully not real end of it, but I'm enjoying my boys. They're up here with me. It's a family affair. It was even when they wasn't playing, so that makes it a little more enjoyable at times.
Talk to me about the team. You guys are 17-3. You're looking pretty good on the season. What's the mindset going into the home stretch?
Hey, we're 18-3. Don't shortchange the game. They're too hard to win.
My apologies.
just try to stay healthy. We got 3 regular season games left. They're good against good competition, and we just want to finish out strong and be playing our best basketball going into the sectional. We get to draw this Sunday, so it's went quick. It's been fun. We've seen it all this season. We've been in overtimes. We've been down 10. We've led the whole way, so we've got experience in a little bit of everything.
Blake, I'll ask you the next couple of questions here. Take me to that game last week. You put up 36 points. You had a great first quarter. What was the mindset like into that game? You're scoring at will.
I just came out hot and I just kept shooting and stuff was falling.
Did it feel different than previous games? Was it just a different type of feel of that game?
Yeah, I got a lot more open looks and just kept shooting and stuff was falling and I got a lot of more open looks.
How does that set you up confidence-wise, especially going to the home stretch of the season, into the tournament, knowing that you can put up a stat line like this and score whenever you need?
Yeah, it boosted my confidence a lot. I think coming out with 6 for 6 or whatever it was, it helped a lot.
You're playing on a team with a lot of seniors, like Coach had talked about. How does that kind of affect your mindset going in, as the freshman on the team, but still able to find success?
I just find my teammates when they're open, and they find me, and then move on.
Just talk to Coach about how great of a season you guys are having. What's the mood in the locker room going into the home stretch of the year? How do you guys feel going into the tournament?
We feel really confident going to the tournament. I feel like our past few games have been great.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys both for your time, and good luck the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Thanks to head coach Joey Neal, Bloomfield High School, and his son, your Franciscan Health Player of the Week out of District 3. That's Blake Neal. Let's move on to the girls' side of things. Brian Ferris, he's the head coach of Indian Creek High School, and his player being honored for the second time this year. We talked to Lauren Foster all the way back in November, and this is her second time being your District 3 Player of the Week from the IBCA, presented by Franciscan Health. She's a 5'7 junior guard. They are in semi-state as they get a couple big wins here. 4 straight blowout wins in the tournament gets them to where they are. She had 22.7 boards, 8 assists last week, and they've got a game coming up against Bishop Chatard, 12-13. Let's go talk to Coach Ferris and Lauren Foster about last week and about what's coming up. Coach, Lauren has been a great player for you all season. Indian Creek having all the success in the world. Last week, 22.7 rebounds, 8 assists, a great line. What was different for her in that win?
I don't know. She's perfectly capable every night of getting putting up those big numbers. I think the speed of the game on the regional game and everybody working together, allowed for the stat line to be a little bit higher. And obviously, points wise, it's pretty close to her average. It's actually a little bit above where she's at, but the assists were there, the rebounds, the steals were all there because, you know, the team was really clicking together and the game was fast-paced.
You guys have been clicking together the entire tournament. Have you seen a shift in her play since sectional started?
I think, you know, her and, you know, the rest of the team, we've kind of been reinvigorated, you know, now that it's tournament time and we know that the competition is going to continue to get tougher and everybody's going to be more focused. And, you know, I think Lauren's definitely, you know, stepped it up even another level and, you know, taking her teammates with her.
What makes her so good on the court?
I think her ball savvy. You know, she's got a good sense for the game and where her teammates are going to be, and you know, the skills that she possesses, you know, through her, you know, hard work, you know, on her own and in practice, just makes her, you know, very, you know, deadly. I guess you could say at different levels of scoring and defense and rebounding and, you know, being aware and knowing the game.
Looking at the team, you guys, four straight blowouts in the tournament. That rarely happens as you guys head into semi-state. And, you know, you're playing a Bishop Chatard team. They don't have that big undefeated record that a lot of other schools are going up against. What's the message to the team when you play, you know, a school like this where obviously they're good enough to get here, but they don't have that big record that can scare some people?
Well, you don't ever want to overlook anybody. And, you know, again, anything can happen at tournament time. And you know, we've been really trying to focus on just what we do and continuing to be us, remember who we are, how we've got here. And if we can play you know, our style and do what we want to do, things will work out.
Lauren, these next couple for you, you know, let's start with this regional game, the first ever regional title for your school, and you're a big reason why you got it. How does that feel, putting up such a good game last week?
It just feels amazing, especially being on this team, because they can look up, see me in transition, and get amazing passes. And just, I'm so grateful to be on this team because it's really just the entire team that helped us win that regional game.
It's your second time being honored this year, and, you know, it's just been different for you guys. Like I said to Coach, four straight blowouts. You guys are just doing whatever you want. That's got to feel pretty good as a player, right? Going in knowing that, you know, you're probably going to go in a game being the best team.
It feels amazing, but as Coach said, we can't overlook anybody. I think we still have to work hard, but I think the main focus that we need to have is just to have fun and to enjoy this moment.
Has it just felt different since the tournament started, or does shots feel different? Is there a little bit more pressure? What's it like playing in this tournament?
I mean, there's a little bit more pressure, but I think that just like playing with this team, it feels like there's like no pressure too. You can all just go out there and enjoy it.
You're junior, so you have another year, but, you know, what's next after high school?
I want to go to college for basketball and play there, and then go to med school after that.
Lauren, getting this regional title had to feel pretty good. What would it mean to you and your school and your team and your community if you go and, you know, win the whole thing?
I think it would be amazing. All of the support that we have from this community, and just to be able to play for them and play for the school is just amazing. I think it would mean everything to us.
I appreciate you both for your time. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'd like to thank all six of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young ladies and three young men with the rest of their years as the girls move on to semi-state. Tune in next Wednesday to hear from next week's winners. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, with my partner Nathaniel Finch, I'm Graham Shearer.